A tax on sweetened drinks was upheld as legal today. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, it's a major upset for the beverage industry, which sought to stop it.
The American Beverage Association lawsuit insisted that the so-called soda tax duplicated the state sales tax. But the judge said that's not true. It's a tax on distributors, not on individual buyers. And if distributors want to push off some of the cost, well, that's their choice. It's what Mayor Kenney has been saying all along.
Our kids can't wait. They've waited too many generations for this.
Kenny's referring to how the tax proceeds will fund expanded pre-kindergarten across the city.
I would hope that the soda folks would understand how important this is to our children's future and to our city's future.
When the decision came down, applause could be heard ringing out from the mayor's office in City Hall. City Solicitor Sozi Talante was among those clapping. He says taxing the distributor has always been key.
And so that's something that the court obviously seized on because it's of legal significance.
But the opponents, including Philadelphians Against Grocery Tax Coalition, say an appeal is on the way. Anthony Campisi is their spokesman.
The city, you know, is failing to collect hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes, right? So it's difficult to swallow the idea that the only way to provide additional services is to increase taxes when there's so much uncollected, you know, revenue out there.
Talante says starting next month, the tax will start kicking in.
They're advertising and make sure that folks know, the dealers know, and the distributors know about the obligations, and they're going to go forward.
And the appeal gets more complicated, legal experts say, after the tax system has started. Projections show that taxing soda and other sweetened drinks will generate around $91 million a year. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.